Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, what's up? I'm Johnny Mac. Whew, we lost trivia by 1 point. There's a lot of reasons you could lose a trivia. Maybe I'll tell the story of the second half. But I blew a question about Bob Saget. Let me ask you the question. It was multiple choice. There are four answers. The fourth answer doesn't matter. The gist of the question was, are there more Bob Saget episodes of Full House plus Fuller House, How I Met Your Mother, or America's Home Videos, or the fourth thing that obviously wasn't the answer? I'll let you ponder that. And I will tell you the correct answer in a little bit. But whew, what a night of trivia. President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine addressed Congress the other day. I'm sure you saw that. Trevor Noah said, based on his references to American history, it was clear Zelensky knew his audience. He brought out all of America's major moments. I Have a Dream, 9/11, Mount Rushmore. You know, he was on Wikipedia planning out his act. Okay, Pearl Harbor, Boston Tea Party. Should I mention a Hulk Hogan sex tape, maybe? By the way, props to him. I mean, he knows way more about America than most U.S. senators know about his country. Like, can you imagine how they would sound if they had to give an inspiring speech using Ukrainian history? People of Ukraine, remember the vision of your founder? I want to say Daniel Ukraine. Great joke. I'm also impressed that Zelensky was able to dodge so many landmines in his research, because you know this could have gone very wrong. And now to 9/11, which we all know from YouTube was an inside job. I see you, Bush. Trevor in the news. Hey, I know some of you are like, stop with the Pete Davidson. I can't. We were at the bar. Everybody's talking about Pete Davidson. Breakfast table. Everybody's talking about Pete Davidson. Trevor Noah is dragged into this thing now. I told you yesterday that Trevor had commented on Kanye harassing Kim. Well, from TMZ, Kanye West is turning his anger towards Trevor Noah now, firing off a racial slur. Kanye was up at 5 a.m. Pacific, posted Trevor Noah's picture and captioned it with some mocking and racist lyrics that I don't even want to dance with the devil. I have posted this article on the subreddit, which is Daily Comedy News, and on the Facebook group page, Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. You can read them. I don't want to voice them. Kanye got locked out of his Instagram account for 24 hours. A spokesperson for Meta, the parent company of Instagram, told TMZ that Kanye's recent posts violated the platform's policies on hate speech, harassment, and bullying, resulting in a 24-hour ban. Wait, so I can, like, be a racist and do hate speech and bully, and I get a 24-hour timeout? That's the policy? Kanye has since deleted the post. Trevor Noah has responded. Trevor's words, "There are a few artists who have had more of an impact on me than you, Kanye. You took samples and turned them into symphonies. You're an indelible part of my life, which is why it breaks my heart to see you like this. I don't care if you support Trump, and I don't care if you roast Pete. I do, however, care when I see you on a path that's dangerously close to peril and pain." Trevor reacted to the slur, saying, "Clearly some people graduate, but we still stupid. Don't ever forget, the biggest trick racists ever played on black people was teaching us to strip each other of our blackness whenever we disagree, tricking us into dividing ourselves into splinters so that we would never unite into a powerful rod." Vulture chimed in and said, "Every part of this story is perplexing. Kim Kardashian went on Ellen and revealed that her new official boo, Pete Davidson, has multiple tattoos in reference to her, but that the one on his chest that says Kim is actually a branding." Kim said, "I think he was just like, I want something that's there that I can't, you know, get rid of my tattoos." He's in the process of getting rid of his arm tats and neck tats. So he's like, "I don't want to be able to get rid of it or cover it up, and I just wanted it to be there like a scar on me." Don't forget, Pete Davidson is going to space on Wednesday. Kim Kardashian is promoting a new TV show. I'm sure most of this is real, but part of me is like, what is going on? Mike Myers is back, baby. A new 6-episode Netflix show called The Pentaverate. It appears to be one of those projects where Mike Myers makes up almost half the cast, playing 8 different characters, according to Deadline. It starts May 5th. It also stars comedians like Ken Jeong, Mac Packer, Keegan-Michael Key, and Jennifer Saunders. It centers on the shadowy and possibly world-controlling secret society called the Pentaverate, According to the voiceover in the trailer, it was started by five people who were labeled as heretics after discovering that the Black Plague was caused by fleas and rats. Okay. South Park, 25 years old, so they're having a concert. Of course, that makes total sense. Comedy Central announced South Park, the 25th anniversary concert, will take place at Red Rocks Park in Morrison, Colorado on August 10th. The event will feature Trey and Matt, as well as bands Primus and Ween. Matt and Trey gave a statement which said, "We're so excited to go home and play at Red Rocks, a place that's been known for hosting the most legendary artists and musicians until now." I'm always fascinated by the joint statement. How does that work? I guess you craft a sentence together. I mean, in reality, your publicist does and runs it past you and you go, yeah, that's fine. And there's like an email chain. Been down that road a million times. There's almost boilerplate for it. There's a certain large media company that will announce stuff. And almost every single time it's like, large media company announces project with Big Star. Big Star is one of the most influential entertainers in the whatever category. Bit media company executive said, "We're proud to partner with Big Star on entertainment project." It's like boilerplate, whatever. My voice is shot already. I'm only 5 minutes in and I didn't record multiple pods today. What's up with that? Maybe it was St. Patrick's Day, Johnny Mac. What were you doing? I am running late today. All right, more feuds. T.I. versus Godfrey. Remember that one? Godfrey had taken issue with T.I. taking the stage after him last month. Godfrey went on The Breakfast Club and said they've since patched things up. On the night in question, he returned to the green room backstage immediately after nearly 2 hours show to decompress, and he didn't see T.I. perform. On my podcast, they were like, "Did you see him?" I was like, "No, I didn't know him to do comedy, so I'm not going to watch. Not saying he shouldn't be doing comedy. I'm just a headliner. I just finished. It was for that moment, but I know somebody took that excerpt of me saying that and showed it to T.I. Sounds like somebody's cleaning something up. I don't know. I like feuds. They're good for the podcast." Doug Stanhope has posted his latest special, The Dying of a Last Breed. It is streaming on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel. Sometimes I'm so deep in the weeds here. Is Doug Stanhope known? Maybe he's not. If you don't know Doug Stanhope, I would definitely check that out. It is called Dying of a Last Breed. I haven't seen this particular special yet, but I'm a big fan of Doug's work. And Doug does not pull punches. Doug is really good. It's on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel. Amy Schumer is hosting the Oscars for some reason. Full court media press out there between that and Life and Beth, which premieres tonight, I think. I lost track of that. Amy was on The Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon asked her about being the spokesperson for both mayonnaise and tampons. Schumer says, "Mayo makes sense. They just pick the person who looks the most like they have mayo on every meal. But since becoming a shill for tampons," writes Vulture, "Schumer was diagnosed with endometriosis and subsequently had a hysterectomy, which famously removes the necessity for tampons." Jimmy Fallon said, "I wanted to mention that you're going to host the Oscars this year." Amy said, "Oh my God, am I?" "Yes, Amy, you are." "Oh my God, am I?" "Come on. Just come on." Jimmy Fallon, "How did it come about? Did you immediately say yes?" Amy said, "I just feel like performing right now, coming out of the pandemic and everything. I just feel really excited about it. I want to go out and, you know, get into some trouble, because there's no better way to be edgy than to tell everybody you're about to be edgy." Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, and Wanda Sykes did a photo shoot together for the Oscars, which they're hosting for some reason. Amy Schumer wore a chic black tuxedo jacket over a plunging black gown, which hugged her gorgeous curves. Joking for the cameras, the star sported simple makeup, her blonde hair falling to her shoulders in a relaxed wave. The PR machine is out, folks. Here's a headline that caught my attention. Actor-comedian George Lopez is launching a new series of books. Yes, you thought that was going to be about tacos. I'll circle back to that. George Lopez has a 4-book deal with Viking Children's Books for Chupa Carter. That's a series of, quote, fantastical middle-grade books that combine humor, Latinx mythology, and memories of Lopez's childhood. Catching my eye there is the use of Latinx. I've done a few media projects where that has come up, and some people that others might identify as Latinx have rejected the Latinx label, but I'll leave that to somebody else. Humor, Latinx mythology, and memories of Lopez's childhood, says the release. George is quoted, "With this series, I want to empower children to think. I might feel down, but no way am I going to stay down. I believe it's vital for our underrepresented and undeserved youth to hear. It doesn't matter where you come from or how those around you see you. It only matters how you see yourself." This got me wondering, whatever happened to George Lopez Tacos? A lot of new listeners have joined on board. Now, George Lopez Tacos got this podcast through a lot of the pandemic. George came out guns a-blazing, announced George Lopez Tacos pop-up shops. I would talk about it almost every day. We reviewed the menu. We looked into the pricing. One of the listeners ordered it, read a review of the food, and it was just a great way to burn off like the dark days of the pandemic when there was nothing to talk about. So I'm a big fan of George Lopez Tacos, even if I'm not a fan of George Lopez Tacos. So I threw George Lopez Tacos into the Google machine, see if there was any news. Nope. George seems bored with that project. He hasn't mentioned it in quite some time after being just so excited about it. Mashed as the most recent mention of George Lopez Tacos in an article called Ranking Next Bite Ghost Kitchen Brands from Worst to First. This has nothing to do with comedy, and you can skip ahead a minute if you're like, what the hell, Johnny Mac? But you know, you're kind of curious. Let me go through this really quickly. I haven't even looked at it yet. Number 16, Monster Mac. What's that? This brand is completely devoted to the art of mac and cheese. Mash says Monster Mac is a monstrous flop. Oh no, why? First of all, the cheese tastes completely artificial. It even has a chemical-like aftertaste. Considering that cheese is half of the mac and cheese equation, this is a serious issue. This is why I do these articles, and this is why I don't pre-read them. That was wonderful. This is already worth the total sidecar distraction here. Thank you, Mash. All right, 15, Firebelly Wings. Mash is pretty snarky here. With a name like Firebelly Wings, you'd expect the chicken wings to be smoking with flavor. Sadly, this Next Bite Ghost Kitchen brand offers wings that are so boring, you won't be able to stop yourself from yawning. Flavors sound good, though. Classic barbecue, Cajun, garlic parmesan, lemon pepper, hot honey. The only flavor with any hint of heat is hot honey. And even that is more honey than hot. This is who wrote this. You're a good writer. Number 11, Grilled Cheese Society. Not too much snark there. Number 10, Huevo Rito. This won't be the best breakfast burrito you've ever tasted, but they'll do in a pinch when you can't make your own or drive to a superior fast food restaurant. That's right. If you're too lazy to drive to Taco Bell in the morning, what the hell? The Huevo Rito. Number 9, Cracked, which is spelled C-R-A-C-K apostrophe T. If you're tired of the breakfast sandwiches you have in your freezer, you'll appreciate the delightful and innovative sandwiches that Cracked can deliver. The two best options are the Chicken and Waffles Baby and the Spicy Avocado Daddy. Oh, I love the names. Number 8 is Outlaw Burger. 7, Hatch House. Don't forget, we're trying to get to George Lopez Tacos. Apparently he's doing pretty well on this list. We're moving up here and we haven't gotten to him yet. Hatch House. If breakfast sandwiches that Crack sells are too adventurous or too quirky for your liking, Hatch House is a worthy alternative. That's right. If you are a conservative and can't handle eating something called Chicken and Waffles Baby or the Spicy Avocado Daddy, you need to get a little tamer. Just have the Chili Crisp and Egg. Number 6 is the Big Melt. If you like Jack in the Box, Whataburger, and Sonic, well, you must live on the West Coast. But you can still get that flavor from the Big Melt. Number 5, don't at me. I know there's a Sonic in New Jersey. Don't at me. Number 5, Lucky Dragon Fried Rice, which now I want fried rice. Your advertising campaign is clearly working. All they sell is fried rice. Now there's spicy fried rice, which is a favorite of mine. Moving on, Crave Burger. Number 3, Miss Maisie's Amazing Chicken, which looks good. Number 2, TZKI. What's that? Mediterranean cuisine. All right. Number 1, Hot Box by Wiz Khalifa. You know that Wiz Khalifa is an award-winning hip-hop star. Even I know that because I love Fast and Furious soundtracks. But in addition to his musical talents, did you know he also has great taste in the culinary world? I did not know that. Hot Box by Wiz Khalifa has wings that you'll order again and again. The wings are ginormous, juicy, and available in either hot or mild. And now I've gotten to the bottom of the list, and I didn't mention George Lopez Tacos. Now, if you were paying attention, and I'm not doing a bit here. This is what really happened. I accidentally skipped one. I accidentally skipped number 13. I did not do that on purpose. I promise you. This is not a bit. I actually missed and somehow skipped over number 13, which was the whole point of this premise. George Lopez Tacos. Let's see what Mash says. Well, there's a lot of potential. George Lopez Tacos isn't worthy of a full-throated recommendation. Sounds dirty. The tacos are actually quite flavorful and surprisingly authentic, but two relatively simple problems will overshadow your experience. Oh no. First, the tacos are too small. Yeah, come on, George Lopez. That's kind of a big deal for fatties like me. I don't want small tacos. Second, The tacos are too expensive. Add those two problems together, you have food that offers very little bang for your buck. So the review here is that the tacos are small and expensive. That's not good, George Lopez. Master Eitz, if you want to try George Lopez tacos at its best, order the La Chingona with shredded pork. These tacos come with green salsa, roasted jalapenos, cilantro, diced onions, and pickled onions. The pork is slow cooked, so it's extra tasty, and the corn tortillas are of high quality. Unfortunately, these tacos are so small that they'll disappear before you know it. Maybe I should tag in half-ass angry Jerry Seinfeld impression. He hasn't been on the podcast in a while. Jerry, you there? His tacos are so small, it'll disappear before you know it. You may think about ordering more tacos, but the high price tag will dissuade you. Even though these tacos are good, you'd be better off picking a Mexican fast food chain that offers bigger portions and a fairer price. Where were we? I didn't mean to do that. And I just checked the timer. Holy cow, Johnny Mac's going to have to drop some stuff from today's show. Alrighty. Vladimir Zelensky, president of Ukraine. Remember, he did a TV series called Servant of the People where he played the president of Ukraine and then it turned into real life and then World War III happened to the poor guy? That is now streaming on Netflix. Insider says a comedian went viral this week for performing a rap opposing Russia's invasion of Ukraine during a city council meeting in Texas. Alex Stein, who introduced himself as Primetime 99 Alex Stein, rapped in front of 9 people for nearly 4 minutes on Tuesday. Here are his raps. Are you ready? I'm sure he delivered them better than me, and I'm not going to try and sing them. I will read them to you. Here are the beats he dropped. Go insane for Ukraine, a bullet in Putin's brain. Not quite Wiz Khalifa quality there. Zelensky is a VIP. Ukraine and I go insane. One more time, I'm 99. You know how I grind and shine. Gas prices way too high. Vladimir Putin needs to die. Insider caught up with Stein the next day, and he said his performance was 100% satire. Thank God, because you are not a good rapper. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, I got the machete out because I ran long with that whole George Lopez thing. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by the new podcast, The Best Song Ever. Every week, music journalist Scott Frampton takes a quick but deep dive into one song. This week's song, and I was feeling this yesterday because I was all being Poser Irish. I'm Irish-American, but my friends from the Republic of Ireland always used to call me Poser Irish when I would hang out with them in the 1990s. And this Poser Irishman was all about the Pogues, and the band played Waltzing Matilda yesterday. Scott Frampton says that's a folk song about the World War I Gallipoli campaign. It has nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day, but everything to do with the truth Shane McGowan and the Pogues could find in a song. Follow The Best Song Ever this week, wherever you get your shows. Hey, also thanks to the folks over at iHeart. They started this website called podguides.com. I clicked on it. Explore the world through audio. And these are travel podcasts to inspire your next great adventure. And they linked to the thing I told you about yesterday, my side hustle podcast called Travel Is Back. I haven't had a chance yet to totally deep dive, but they have at least linked to my episodes about Chicago, Nashville, and the best beaches in the world. Pretty cool. It's like it's a real podcast now. So thank you. That's called podguides.com. The podcast is called Travel Is Back, wherever you get your shows. All right, at the top, I mentioned Trivia Night and the Bob Saget question. Are there more episodes of this? The answer is there are more episodes of Full House plus Fuller House than there are How I Met Your Mother. I think there is a total of one additional episode. I guessed How I Met Your Mother, my logic being that ran like 8-9 seasons back when TV seasons used to be 20-22 episodes. But Full House also ran in that era, and the extra Fuller House tagged on just enough Bob Saget to take first place there. There were some other reasons we didn't win Trivia Night. Don't want to get into it. I got a little frosty. It's a brewery. Maybe I had a couple beers in me. Had a different point of view in one of the answers. But Trivia Night's always fun. If you want to hear what went down, the Trivia Guys have a podcast. It's called Best Men Trivia. Listen to round 5. That's all I'm going to say. Maria Bamford's story. You're going to have to wait because of George Lopez. Tonight at Gilda's Laugh Fest, Fortune Feimster. In other festival news, the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. That's June 24th to the 26th. But listen, Bill Burr got your attention. Yep, David Spade and Whitney Cummings. They'll be at the Prince Islands Park stage in Calgary. I guess I got to do this review of Life and Beth today from The Hollywood Reporter. Amy Schumer, who's hosting the Oscars for some reason, they didn't write that, those are my words, has that new half-hour dramedy set out to chart Beth's changing relationships with her friends, family, romance, health, and career over past and present. It's neither as hilarious nor as moving as it seems like it could be, and the tonal shifts between dram and a D can be jarring. That's a good review, I like that. E! Online caught up with Amy, who says the show is based on her own life about 50%. She hopes people relate to it, hopefully a little more than they relate to Euphoria. One aspect was particularly important for her to portray in a relatable light. The sex in a relationship you've been in for a long time, because that way they represent sex in movies. It's like slamming against the wall, and that rarely happens, maybe once or twice in your life, especially when you've been together a long time. If you're married, the best day to have sex, the best weekday, is always tomorrow. All right, I got some leftovers, because I don't want the podcast to be like half an hour long. It's long enough as it is. This weekend, normal episodes. Sunday, I'm going to talk about who I think should host the Oscars. The answer is not Amy Schumer, but I'll tell you who should do it on. That's on Sunday. Tomorrow's also a normal episode. And you can follow this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. Buy me a coffee. Don't buy me a beer. Because you buy me a beer, I go to the brewery, and I don't like one of the answers to the trivia questions, and I get a little huffy. It gets a little ugly there. You know what? Relax, Johnny Max. It's just trivia night. So just buy me a coffee. Don't buy me a beer anymore. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. And I'll see you tomorrow.
In a universe filled with wonders and horrors, join us on a spine-tingling journey into the depths of space. On the next episode of Monsters, Sharks, and Dinosaurs, we unravel the terrifying secrets of the SETI Alpha 5 eel from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Are you ready to confront your deepest fears? Tune in to the SETI Alpha 5 Eel and prepare for a cosmic adventure like no other. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't miss it.
In the next episode of the Hitmaker Chronicles podcast, we dive deep into Noah Kahan's Stick Season, a poignant and introspective indie folk masterpiece. We explore the song's themes of hometown nostalgia, the passage of time, and the struggle to reconcile the past with the present. Through a detailed analysis of the lyrics, music, and cultural impact, we uncover how Stick Season resonates with listeners on a profoundly personal level. Follow the Hitmaker Chronicles wherever you get your podcasts.